unprotected sex, unplanned pregnancies, and therefore serial abortions.
I lost a cousin to mental illness. Have you lost anybody?
Have I lost anybody to mental illness? I'm lost in mental illness.
Yourself,
what do you
of course.
Mean? Good grief. We all have mental illness to some degree. I mean, I'm convinced of that. All right, we got to take a break. We got more to talk about, though. We're going to talk about the Obama song that kindergartners are learning and super PACs. Super PACs information on that when we come
super
back.
Super PAC.
Right here on Broadview. Thanks for joining us.
1270, The Buzz.
So, Josh, have you thought about a career after high school? Josh, would you please stop texting?
Absolutely, dude.
And get your feet off my desk. So what are you leaning towards?
I was thinking of becoming a rock star.
A rock star?
Oh, yeah, dude. They get to sleep late, and they're really rich, and they get tons of hot girls.
Well, you know, Josh, I happen to have RenoHelpWanted.com up on my computer. And I don't see any job openings for rock star.
Anything under heavy metal hair bands or awesome bass players?
Gee, no. But I do see jobs in sales, nursing, truck driving, plumbing, carpentry, lots of jobs for electricians.
But hot babes dig rock stars, dude.
Do hot babes dig unemployed losers who live in their parents' basements?
I don't know, dude. Do they?
Actually, they do.
Dude.
Please stop calling me dude.
Sorry, bro.
Whether you're an accountant, a truck driver, a carpenter, or a plumber, find the job you're looking for at RenoHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's 105 miles from Reno to Gerlach on State Route 447. A nice enough drive, especially if you like big country and blue skies. But a mile further, just one more mile, and there's a fork in the road that makes all the difference. One that takes you from pavement to dust and opens you up to the amazing. To a place called the Black Rock Desert. Going that extra mile is what Clark & Associates, a Nevada-owned insurance agency, understands all too well. They experience it on hiking trails and back roads across the state. But the extra mile is also their mission statement. With 20 years in Northern Nevada, Clark & Associates works harder, more creatively, and more personally to add value to your insurance. Clark & Associates, employee benefit solutions that go the extra mile.
Go to KBZZ.com for all your home improvement needs. It's like having a virtual home show every day. Find what you're looking for at KBZZ.com and click on Home Sweet Home.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back to Broadview. So glad to have you along today. We are just talking about
enjoying
all kinds
ourselves.
Of things today. Yeah, Tom even called in. We got a caller today. I like that. I guess I like it because he was on my side.
Yeah, that's no. Why you liked it, yeah.
Okay, here's something that I don't know whose side. I know we're not going to be on this side.
What's?
There is a chant about President Barack Obama that all kindergartners are going to be required to learn to chant for the Black History Program.
Where's
certain
this?
Parts of the country?
Certain parts? What parts?
Mm-hmm. What parts? Amy knows. What parts of the country are they playing this Obama song? The kindergartners. Have him look it up for me, would you? Have him look it up for me while we talk about the song. Here's part of the song, okay? I don't know the tune, but here's some of the lyrics. Who is our 44th president? Obama is our 44th president. Who is a D.C. resident? Obama is a D.C. resident. Resident. President. Whose favorite team is the Chicago White Sox? Obama's favorite team is the Chicago White Sox. You getting sick of this yet?
Is this your kindergarten accent?
Yeah,
is that
well,
what you're
you know,
doing?
I'm trying. Who really thinks outside the box? Obama really thinks outside the box. Outside the box. Outside the box. Chicago White Sox. Resident. President.
My goodness.
Who really likes to play basketball? Obama really likes to play basketball. I wonder what the tune is here. Who's going to answer our every call, basketball, outside the box?
Come on. Chicago, how long does this
I am
go?
Not making this up. Chicago White Sox, resident, president. Whose famous slogan is, yes, we can? Obama's favorite slogan, famous slogan is, yes, we can. Who do we know is the man? Barack Obama is the man. He's our man. Yes, we can. And it goes on and on and on.
And they have to memorize
You see how much
this?
More? And they're memorizing this for Black
Isn't
History
Isn't this what
program.
They do in North Korea? Where they
here's
indoctrinate the
here's
children?
Here's the word. Required.
No way.
You know, I mean, people are going to be keeping their kids home.
If they tried to require that for my child, that would
That's
have
what I'm
a
saying.
Fit.
That's what I'm saying. Obama song right there on YouTube. Oh, can we play that? Cute or creepy?
No, we don't want to play it. We just heard enough of
it's
it.
It's on.
Come on.
You don't want to hear me sing it?
No.
Come on.
I feel a little bit nauseous right
can
now.
We
Who would make children learn something like
they
that?
They won't fail. They're going to Yale. Famous author. Dream of my father. He's our man. Yes, you can. Every call. Basketball. Outside the box. Chicago White Sox. Resident president.
Resident president. What the heck?
Yeah. Here we are right here. Obama is the president, and they're making these kindergartners learn this song. How do you feel about that?
It's disgusting.
Can you imagine what are going to be the repercussions on this? Can you see what city that is, Sean? Or what school district they're making, they're requiring the kids to chant?
This is why those silly North Koreans were crying when their dear leader died, because they have indoctrinated them since childhood that he was the god, you know?
Did he have the ying, jing, ying, ding song?
By the way, Mr. Obama sucks at basketball, so let's stop bragging about his basketball skills. He can't play.
They don't say he can play. They say he likes it. That's all. I know. It's just crazy. But hey, go online. Go to YouTube and see the Barack Obama Hitler Kids 2012.
Hitler
That's
Kids.
What it says. That's one of the links. Obama songs, kids.
Well, that is
that
what
out.
Hitler did. He indoctrinated the children. They
exactly.
turned on their own parents after a while.
Heil, 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 heil. Who
sent them
who
off
can?
To
yes,
the,
we can.
To the youth camps, and he got the little girls and the little boys to
Clicking
get together
their heels.
And they, so they would have children, and they could raise little Aryan children.
Wow. And You're scaring me.
No, seriously.
You're scaring
the,
me,
then
JP.
The mothers are like, my daughter's pregnant? What the heck? And they'd go to try to get him out of the youth camp, and they'd say, Mom, go away.
She's here, finally. Glenda the Good Witch.
Glenda
finally
the Good Witch.
Shown up. payroll tax cut. They did pass that.
Wow.
160 million workers and jobless benefits for millions more. However, the Republicans passed it and agreed upon it, even knowing that the bill is going to be $143 billion. How are we going to pay for it?
It's just money. What difference does it make?
Oh, now it's just money.
We have deficits
now, it's
in the trillions.
Just money.
Well, you know, I'm always for a tax cut because I just figure any money that goes to Washington, D.C. is a waste. So why not have a tax cut?
Well, you're not sending in your money to the IRS. Don't you think that's a waste?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Me too.
Every dollar that goes to Washington is a waste.
Democratic Republican Maxine Waters of California. All five Republicans on the House Ethics Committee and the panel ranking Democrats withdrew. Which you talked in
I
your
just
common
talked about,
sense
yeah.
on the investigation on Friday. They all withdrew. Extraordinary development came more than 2 years after the panel began examining whether Waters tried to steer money from the 2008 financial bailout to a minority-owned bank while her husband was a shareholder. She says, "Oh, she was for bailouts for a lot of banks."
She wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Also, the committee Republican chairman Jill Bonner, who you talked about, of Alabama. Said the outside attorney, Billy Martin, requested the recusal, but Bonner said the recusal wasn't based on any indication of any wrongdoing or inappropriate partisanship by the members, whatever that means.
Okay, well then look at that statement.
Mm-hmm,
if there was no inappropriate activity, then why are they all quitting?
Why are they all quitting?
Because they're cowards.
Why are they all quitting?
Stay in there and do your job. The woman is guilty. It's gone on for 2 years. It's time to find some.
The Republicans quit too. The five Republicans stepped down.
Yeah, all the Republicans
quit. They all quit.
Yeah.
The Democrats quit? The Republicans
quit?
No,
only one Democrat quit.
Well, why? The chairman said Martin advised the committee that to date, he has not discovered any evidence to indicate bias or partiality in the investigation. He's not discovered evidence that should cause a mandatory removal of anyone from the case, and there's no conflict that would require disqualification of any current member or staff
they
of the committee.
They just want it off. Because she's calling them names, she's saying they're racist, so they didn't want anything to do with it.
What?
So they quit.
Pull the racist card and you're all powerful?
She's in trouble, yeah. So she's yelling.
Sharpton tries to do that every time he opens his mouth.
I know, but you
I don't
can't
see that
chicken
as
out
power.
And quit. Joe Bonner, you're the head of the ethics committee.
Yeah.
Now you've just quit because somebody called you a racist? What a
chicken.
chicken.
So that's enough on Maxine. Crazy, crazy.
She has stalled this thing for 2 years.
I know it.
She's hoping the Democrats will take the Congress back, and she won't get. She still won't get found guilty.
Do you think she's going to? Nothing will happen. It's over. It's over.
Nothing will happen to her anyway. You know how these ethics things go in Congress. They find them guilty of an ethical breach.
I know it's over.
Say don't do that again, and they go back to work.
Slap their little hands. I know it's crazy. Massachusetts governor was the one potential nominee who could win the election, and it's not true anymore. They are reflecting on the damage Romney's image has suffered in the last 6 weeks since voting started in Iowa. Running a little bit better than Rick Santorum now. He's the main opponent. Matchups, as far as matching up with the president, who could beat the president. They're saying Rick Santorum couldn't do it with both hands tied behind his back. But now can Romney? What's going to happen there?
I still think Romney's the guy.
A margin of error.
I'm not saying that I love Romney. I'm just saying he's going to win. I don't see anybody else that has a chance. Gingrich is maybe going to win Georgia, maybe not. Either way, it's not a winner-take-all state, so he's not going to jump ahead of anybody with that.
I think Gingrich has already caved in a little bit, and he's planning his vacation already. So Romney's going to be it.
And Santorum,
can he beat Obama?
Yeah, I think so.
You do?
Yeah. I don't think Obama will even want to debate him because I don't think it'll go well.
You think he's a masturbator?
It's not going to be like debating McCain. McCain was kind of an idiot. You know, he just didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings or something.
Oh, I found him to be a warmonger. And now I would vote for him now.
You'd vote for him now?
I'd vote for him now.
I didn't see any difference. I wrote a column about it before the election in 2008.
Yeah.
I was like, what's the difference? McCain wants everything that Obama wants.
And well, McCain sort of reminded me of Bush Jr. So I didn't like him too much. And I thought he was just war and you know, he was in the military and he was in the concentration camp and I just thought he was mad. And now
I know what you mean.
Now I would vote for him.
Right.
Over Romney. I would because I just think he knows more about politics than Romney.
There's a difference between being a hero and being presidential material. I mean, thank you for your service, but that doesn't, being a prisoner of war for all those years doesn't make you necessarily.
You can say the same thing about a businessman. It doesn't make you presidential.
Yeah, but we could use a businessman right now, couldn't we?
I don't know.
Especially a guy.
Can you get anything passed? Even if you are a businessman, can you make anything happen? With the way the Congress is, can you get anything to happen? I don't know.
Yeah.
We
don't really like any of them.
Let's get to the groups, the super PACs. Supreme Court blocked the Montana Supreme Court's opinion upholding the state law on Friday. Doesn't mean, of course, that we're not going to hear the case. Justice Anthony Kennedy, the relative moderate appointed by Ronald Reagan in 1988, he authored the original sweeping opinion that paved the way for the new era of unlimited money in politics. The court watchers are skeptical. Public scrutiny of the super PAC activity are enough to sway him. This is all about corporate money.
Mm-hmm.
This is about can
corporations are
buy people. A presidency.
Did you hear me?
They're still allowed to.
Corporations are people.
Nope.
Remember when Romney said that?
Well, I know that's what he said, but
legally
they're saying now they're not. They're saying corporations are not people.
They are, legally.
So reversal of the Citizens United in itself would be sufficient to prevent billionaires like Sheldon Adelson, Foster Fries, the men who have almost single-handedly popped up and shown presidential candidates that they can make them or break them, like Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, funding their super PACs from operating. Nothing's going to happen. Speech Now, go online, speechnow.com. It's immediately relevant case in that the regard through the opinion relies on the president of citizens. Probably need to be Federal Election Commission. They're not changing it anyway. There's loopholes in the super PAC. Corporations can still buy presidents, and nothing has changed.
Hey, we don't want to go down that road again.
That's what they're saying.
This is a country where free speech is just the number one amendment in our Constitution. We do not want to limit free speech. And when McCain-Feingold, that's what it did. It said, if you are a corporation, if you're this guy, you cannot buy a TV ad or buy a print ad or anything else because you're a corporation. That was just flagrantly unconstitutional. And
but
I agree with the decision.
But that's not all it has to do with. That's not all it has to do with buying TV commercials. It has to do with funding more money to somebody like Romney. Well, okay, I like Obama. to bring the presidency on. I mean, that's what it's all about, is the money. They say it everywhere. And if you've got corporations who are sustaining a candidate, doesn't just have to do with buying television commercials. The Supreme Court has fundamentally changed the rules of the game.
No, they haven't. Mm-hmm. McCain-Feingold changed the rules. And then the Supreme Court put them back the way they were. The point is that everybody has free speech, not just the people the government decides has free speech.
So far, but they're saying corporations are not people. We'll see. It's crazy stuff. I don't even know. You have to have so many facts and details, you really can't base an opinion anymore, you know?
Just
one to the other.
Keep the government out. That's the words we all need to remember.
Keep
the
government out.
We don't want the government
deciding. Well, how about corporations? I mean, hey, keep them out.
Let them talk.
Okay, we're coming right back. The first anniversary of Reno Tahoe Comedy coming up. And Dan Kim is going to join us on the phone to tell us all about this celebration. Don't go away. You're with Broadview.
...1270, The Buzz.
The perfect place to relax and unwind.
Garden Shop Nursery.
With the challenges that all gardeners share in our unique growing area, why not get a head start by joining us for our winter workshop classes at the Garden Shop Nursery? We have a great selection of plants, soils, fertilizers, and more, but also great information on all things gardening. Classes are scheduled for Saturdays at 10 a.m. You can find a list of classes on our website under the Events tab. Our gift shop has a wide selection of gifts for any occasion and spring home decorating ideas. The Garden Shop Nursery is open every day from 9 to 5. We're located at 3636 Mayberry Drive at the Big White House and have been rooted in Reno since 1972. Visit us at GardenShopNursery.com.
Unusually beautiful, Garden Shop Nursery.
Great workout, huh, Mike?
Yeah, but man, you really reek.
Me? I was thinking it was you.
Hey guys, we need to leave the building. There might be a natural gas leak.
So that's it. The rotten egg smell they put in natural gas.
If you smell rotten eggs, leave the area and call 911 and your local gas company or Paiute Pipeline anytime, day or night.
Hey buddy, I didn't really think it was you that smelled.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Brought to you by Paiute Pipeline.
Would you believe that putting warm, damp tea bags on your eyes for 15 minutes a day can make you look younger? We found 9 other tips, too. You can read the story at thenewhealthyreno.com. Thenewhealthyreno.com. It can help you stay healthy, be fit, and live happy. You can read up on common health issues. You can check out the profiles of local doctors. And you can find a provider for yourself, too. It's all at thenewhealthyreno.com. Thenewhealthyreno.com.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back, and welcome to my co-host, JP, and also Glenda's joining us for this last little segment. Hey, Glenda.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
How you doing? Really
I'm
good.
Great, thank you.
You've listened and you've called us before on the air, and we asked you to join us today.
Yes.
We're glad to have you here.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. You're going to be in Michigan by Wednesday.
By Wednesday.
Going back, huh?
Yes.
Well, it's a good time to... Glenda works for GM.
Yes.
And we're talking about... I was just seeing in the news today that President Obama is taking credit for bailing out GM. That's what he...